Vermont was a blue state in the presidential election, with Hillary Clinton easily outdistancing Donald Trump. But there were some patches of red, too. This week, VPR is profiling a number of people who voted for the president-elect and each had a different reason for supporting him. VPR's Melody Beaudet spoke with one voter who says her Christian beliefs help her decide who to vote for.
On election day, Laura Ryder walked out of the Shelburne Town offices after casting her ballot.
I voted for Donald Trump. Just because he's new, in my opinion, I think he has possibilities. To me, Hillary Clinton's already proved what she will do and what she has done. So I'm open for something new and see if he can do anything better.
Like many Americans, Ryder stayed up late watching the results and was surprised that Trump won. In the morning, she had a message for her four kids.
I told the kids in the morning, I'm like, but what you need to do is you go to school. You don't say anything. You don't gloat. We are a single country full of citizens of America. As a country, whether your candidate won or not, you need to root for the president.
As Christians, she says her kids have felt a lot of pushback at school for their faith and their parents' politics. Ryder came to Vermont a year ago so her husband could take a new upper management position. They're from Missouri, but most recently lived in Texas. Ryder tends to vote Republican, but she says she considers every candidate carefully.
The Republican Party tends to match kind of my conservative values and my moral beliefs, Christian, and they tend to align with that.
Ryder is 39 years old. She stays at home with her kids and makes and sells organic vegan soaps. She says her religion is the foundation of her family. Trump has disparaged women and made many comments that have contributed to an atmosphere of intolerance toward immigrants, Muslims, and minorities. It can be difficult to see how a Christian could support him, but Ryder says her faith guides her not to judge others.
And what I would ask is that people understand we're still sinners. I mean, I am a good sinner, but yes, it's hard, and you don't throw stones. I think that's me. I think that's where Trump fell in. And if Hillary had won, that's where I am too. I can't throw stones. Unless I can walk on water, I'm not going to judge other people.
While she didn't vote for Barack Obama, she was excited for his message of hope and change. But she says she hasn't seen much progress in his 8 years in office, and she liked Trump's message on two issues.
So national security and really economy were my two biggest that I felt America needs. Get people in jobs, keep us safe.
Still, Ryder doesn't always agree with Trump and dislikes some of the things he has said and done, especially regarding women.
I think he's made some stupid comments by far. I think he said some things that he probably shouldn't. One thing is his campaign manager. I think she's the first woman to successfully run a campaign. There's a couple of things that he is doing for women that excite me. Maternity leave.
As for the way Trump has energized right-wing and white supremacist groups, Ryder feels racial tension has increased under Obama's presidency. She says those issues require work and forgiveness on the part of all Americans, not just the president.
We need to forgive what he said. We need to trust that he's going to put cabinet members and we're going to put people in office that are going to look at the country not as white, not as black, not as Hispanic, not as Asian, not as anything, but as American citizens. And every American citizen should put in work, hard work for themselves.
She knows Trump has made comments about banning Muslims, and that's where she says she has to put her faith in the rest of the government.
If, let's say, Trump said, the problem with America are Christians and they all need to go. Yeah, of course, I'd be fearful. And as a Christian, of course, my most powerful device is to pray to God because I believe God is in charge. It'll be okay. We have a whole big government. Trump's not the dictator. He has things that he can do that are amazing for everybody. And the things that might not be amazing for the whole of the country, there's other politicians in there to pull back and figure it all out. So
Ryder says she prays for Trump to grow as a person, and while she loves living in Vermont, she knows her faith and her politics are something that sets her apart from her neighbors.
I was certain after this interview I will receive a letter in the mail that says, you are now asked to leave Vermont. While the people of Vermont are friendly, not as accepting to quote-unquote outsiders, it seems to me, again, we've only been here a year, that you can live free as long as you agree with our opinions.
She says unless Americans come together, nothing will change. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.
You'll find data and a map showing Vermont towns that Donald Trump carried at vpr.net. And be sure to tune in this afternoon during All Things Considered. We'll hear from a reluctant Trump supporter.